Hello and welcome to Know Your Wrestling. I'm your host, Mark Sylvester, and I hope to be reminding long-time fans and showing non-fans why wrestling is so good. And welcome today, guys, to another edition of CM Punk Matches Pay-Per-View by Pay-Per-View. As you guys know, CM Punk Matches Pay-Per-View by Pay-Per-View is where I do a watch-along of all of CM Punk's pay-per-view matches throughout his WWE career. And so for today's match, guys, I'm looking at the match for the ECW Championship between CM Punk versus Johnny Nitro at Vengeance 2007.
Very proud of, and I'll be to the day I die, and tonight someone else is going to be proud. Who is going to be the new ECW champion? That's what I want to know. Let's find out!
The following contest scheduled for one fall is to determine the ECW World Champion! Introducing first, from Chicago, Illinois, weighing 222 pounds, CM Punk!
It's a huge moment right now for Punk.
Absolutely, CM Punk is his first ever singles contest with a world title on the line, and becoming ECW World Champion could make the career of the straight-edge superstar CM Punk.
World Championship opportunities come, you know, not often, let's put it that way. When you get one, you better get it, if you know what I'm getting, you know what I'm saying. You gotta try and win the title. You never know when you get another opportunity for it.
Punk's gotta make the most of this opportunity in order to possibly make his career.
Introducing CM Punk's opponent, the man who will be replacing Chris Benoit, Johnny Nitro.
Well, fans, this past week on ECW, both CM Punk and Chris Benoit won qualifying matches and were supposed to face one another here for the ECW World title, but because of personal reasons, Chris Benoit is not here tonight at Vengeance Night of Champions, so instead, Johnny Nitro, former two-time Intercontinental Champion.
As you said, Chris Benoit, for personal reasons, from what we understand, unfortunately is not here, but a golden opportunity for one Johnny Nitro right now.
Johnny Nitro, the A-lister out of the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. Not only a former two-time Intercontinental Champion, also great success, three-time tag team champion, would love to add one more championship to that resume. And
well,
there
no,
it is.
Joe, I got to tell you something. I don't think it'd be one more championship.
Oh, no.
I think being ECW World Champion for Johnny Nitro would be, in my opinion, the highest achievement, you know, Johnny Nitro at this point in his career would have ever achieved. Or CM Punk, for that matter.
So, obviously, at the time, they Vince McMahon took the title away from... as Jerry Sells saying there... Thingamajigger was forced, Bobby Lashley was forced to vacate the title, so you've got a really cool shot here of the ECW Championship Day, and you get to see it, and it's all its glory and stuff. I really like that, because it's showing you like the importance of this match. Like, it's kind of like, reminds you back where they had back at WrestleMania 4, and they had all the different stuff. I really like this as well, because it has the sort of the history of former ECW champions, where they're talking and looking at Taz, and you can see some highlights throughout his career. I really like this because it shows the importance and the history of the ECW Championship. But going back to WrestleMania 4, I quite like, because with this title, because obviously it's being vacated and crowning the undisputed ECW Champion, I quite like it because it adds more to it and it makes the ECW Championship seem bigger and better and everything else, really. Adds more importance and more, like, significance to the title and stuff. It's really cool. So now you've got, first of all, you've got Punk coming out to a really good reaction, and this is when you can definitely tell Punk is looking a lot like what Punk's always known for, and you've got cool shots of the fans doing the straight edge logo and the sign and stuff. It's really cool. You can see all these fans with all their signs and everything else for Punk. It's awesome. And you got like Punk getting a big reaction and stuff, all the fans cheering for him and stuff. It's really cool to see. Because at the time for this match, it originally was going to be Punk versus Benoit, because at the time there was a tournament for the championship. And then, because obviously with what happened with Benoit, they had to change it around and then do it where Johnny Nitro was in it instead. And yeah, so bit of a weird situation to happen at that time, just because of how tragic that whole situation was, and you know. But even though that horrible thing happened, and at the time they didn't realise what happened, they just thought, oh, Benoit isn't here, that's really weird, Benoit's usually here all the time. And then literally, a couple of days later on, it ended up being where Day didn't know, and then suddenly 2 days later on, it ended up being that Benoit actually killed his family and himself. So, yeah. It's just a very sad and horrible situation to happen, really. But talking about Benoit, he's one of the people that I want to do one day. That he's one of the wrestlers that if I'm doing it with someone who doesn't know who he is, like let's say for example for a Tony or a guest in the future might not ever watch wrestling because I just want to do more guests in the future, I will do it where basically it's going to happen where I'm going to show them the matches. I'm not going to say anything, but then I'm going to tell them about what happened afterwards to kind of get their gut reaction, because I'd rather at least show them the matches and get their opinion first and then say what he did, because it's interesting to see how they change and stuff, because it's one of those things that even though his matches are great, at the same time I sometimes feel myself, even though I'm trying not to as much nowadays, to kind of forget what he did, because what he did was disgusting and I would never forgive him for that. But he was one of my favourites when I was a kid. One of my favourite all-time moments in wrestling ever was when him and Eddie Guerrero hugged WrestleMania 20 and stuff. And it's just, you know, just one of those things really and stuff. So yeah. So you got these two, like, oh, that's really cool by Punk there with the great thingamajig. Drew Nitro's great. Like, that was great stuff by Punk as well, using his sort of, like, you got the kickboxing background there, and you also had him earlier with the amateur wrestling style as well. That was great too. And it's quite cool to have the very distinctive ways of wrestling, because you got Punk's the more sort of methodical, wear 'em down martial arts style, and you got Joey Nitro who's very much the same sort of like high flying sort of this, which I find really cool, because yeah, and obviously being a heel is like try to piss off Punk and stuff, so yeah. Ooh, beautiful move by Punk. Oh, that was a beautiful over the top splash by Punk there. Ooh, beautiful shot there by Punk. Ooh. Oh, that was a beautiful springboard. Beautiful move there. This is some great stuff. Like, this is this is a replay of that beautiful move. Reminds me a lot of Cody Rhodes' move that he does. Oh, that's an interesting submission move there. That's really cool. It's similar to the Anaconda Vice, but it's different in a way, because he isn't kind of like going on top of him. It's more sort of like he punked on the side there. And this is at the time as well Punk changed a couple months before to the GTS. So he still uses the Anaconda Vice, but he's kind of gone more towards the GTS, which is one of the coolest finishing moves ever. I love that move. It's great. Ooh, beautiful. That was like a rainmaker there by Johnny Nitro. Well, Nitro's got a tremendous opportunity. Ooh. Tough shot there by Nitro to Punk. Oh, this is a beautiful submission. Beautiful. The submission moves that Johnny Nitro is doing on Punk at the moment are like really cool. Just to see his kind of like, one of the things I like about these kind of matches is the fact that Johnny Nitro is like changing up his style and stuff to wrestle Punk. Like he isn't all, like he's using some of his high flyingness, but he isn't using it all the time. He's using the sort of like submission moves. Jiu-Jitsu is obviously known for their submissions and that sort of thing, so it's really cool to see like Johnny Nitro doing that kind of stuff. And then else as well, you got him like attacking Punk's arm, like all the submission moves that he's been doing have always been to the arm, so he's then wearing down the arm as well. That's really cool to see. Like again, back to like a sleeper hold choke kind of move, attacking the arm as well as Punk's neck too. So yeah. Ooh, lovely. Ah, beautiful enziguri there by Punk. That was beautiful. And the thing as well, I love how Punk is such a good seller. Because that's one of the things I like. It was really interesting listening to the whole Hulk Hogan interview of Steve Austin, that he was talking about how he was such a great seller and stuff, and how to sell in the face. And I love how Punk, you can tell he's such a good seller just by his facial reactions and stuff. It's just brilliant. Oh, beautiful spinning kick there. Oh, that was a beautiful kick. And you got some really great strike as well by Punk at the moment. Because also that's one of the things as well when it comes to facial reactions. Oh, beautiful move. Because basically, even though they're not wrestlers, like comedians are very good as well using their facial reactions. Like two people in particular are great. If you don't know who they are, you probably would know one of them from Mr. Bean and Blackadder, Rowan Atkinson. But then the other one, Asgard, Lisa Ref saw it. He was footage on the ropes. But basically, you have Rowan Atkinson, who was fantastic, as well as Rick Mayall. These two actors are great. Obviously, rest in peace, Rick Mayall, the absolute legend. Oh, that was a beautiful move by Punk. Felt like a kind of a strange sort of rainmaker there. It was beautiful. It's kind of like he didn't have the arm, but he had it around his stomach and then just did this sweeping. Ah, beautiful. And basically, yeah, rest in peace, Rick Mayall. But he's someone else as well who's fantastic at using his facial expressions to add more to the scene and stuff. It's, you know, great stuff. Ah, beautiful. Then he had a lower arm there, but didn't really. This is a great match. Oh, beautiful strikes there by Punk, using his Muay Thai. Ah, the beautiful combination of the knee and the bulldog. I love seeing Punk's tattoos as well. Missed it. Missing the roll through there. Ooh. Joey Nitro wins. That's quite funny. You could hear Taz try not to say holy shit. You can see the reaction from the crowd being like, okay, then that was weird, but okay. So overall, I'm going to give the match 3 out of 5. The reason I'm going to give this match this score is because it's one of those matches, it's good, but it isn't amazing. But they both wrestlers are able to mesh well together. Like, I love the whole fact that you have Johnny Nitro completely changing the style of what he does and being more sort of methodical and more being more methodical and more sort of using his submissions and stuff. And I love the way how Punk is quite aggressive and the way that he sells is really cool as well. But it's also one of those matches I think is quite short. And even though it's quite short, they're still able to use that time to their advantage. And I believe as well, because even though the crowd were trying for Benoit, obviously besides everything that happened, I feel like that took away from the match too, because it feels like the crowd didn't really care what happened and you can kind of, doesn't really care what happens. And you can kind of see Punk and Johnny Nitro kind of being like, well, fuck you fans, we're going to wrestle anyway. And I kind of feel like that kind of hindered the match too, because I feel like a lot of times the crowds make the matches even bigger and better and stuff. But it's one of those matches that I feel it's one of those things to kind of see the end of the Johnny Nitro character before he becomes John Morrison, as well as Punk starting to become more of what he is known to become and stuff, but also as well the start of their great rivalry too. This is a great match to start. So yeah, an alright match. And that, my friends, was another episode of CM Punk Matches Pay-Per-View by Pay-Per-View. Let me know, guys, in the comments below what you think about this match and other CM Punk Pay-Per-View matches for the WWE. And don't forget, guys, to like, follow, and subscribe to me on all the different social medias such as iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Facebook, Podbean, Instagram, and Twitter. And that was No Wrestling, guys. I have been your amazing host, as always, the man who does straight edge for life, Mark Sylvester. And don't forget, guys, to take care and always remember, CM Punk, CM Punk, CM Punk, CM Punk.